Chapter 2, Section 3, Weather, Climate, and Natural Hazards. As you read, look for the climate zone for Alabama, types of precipitation, terms, subtropical, temperature, precipitation, natural hazard, drought, flash flood, lightning, tornado, hurricane, evacuate. Every television and radio station has people who talk about the weather each day. They discuss how hot or cold it is and what the chances are that it will rain. They tell you what it is going to be like tomorrow and the next day. This information helps you plan what to wear. Understanding your area's climate can be very useful, too. It helps your school principal plan for how many snow days you may need this year. Knowing average amounts of rainfall helps farmers decide which crops to plant. Temperature and precipitation. Alabama is located just north of the Tropic of Cancer. The state's climate is subtropical or temperate. The winter months are colder than the summer months. Alabama summers are long and very warm. Average monthly summer temperatures, how hot or cold it is, are in the low 80s degree Fahrenheit. Winters here are short and mild, with average temperatures in the mid 40s degrees Fahrenheit. The mountainous areas of the state are at higher altitudes. These parts of Alabama are usually cooler year-round. They have more winter days with temperatures near freezing, which is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures in Alabama can be very high or low at times. Temperatures have sometimes fallen below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Summer temperatures have risen above 103 degrees Fahrenheit. Those extreme temperatures can sicken or even kill people. Precipitation is water in the form of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. It falls from clouds to the Earth's surface. Because Alabama's temperatures are usually warm, most of its precipitation falls as rain. Some places in Alabama receive 50 to 60 inches of precipitation a year. That puts it in the top 10 among the states for precipitation amounts. Natural hazards. Certain kinds of weather can cause harm and are called natural hazards. Natural hazards that occur in Alabama include ice storms, heavy snows, droughts, flash floods, thunderstorms, tornadoes, and hurricanes. Frozen hazards. Ice storms occur when drops of rain fall on frozen surfaces. They spread out and freeze into layers of ice. The ice can become thick and heavy. Ice on roads or on bridges can cause accidents. Snow is another frozen hazard. When just a few snowflakes fall from clouds, we call them flurries. When a large amount of snow falls, we call it a snowstorm. Most of the snow that falls on Alabama melts when it hits the ground. Both snow and ice have weight and can knock down trees and power lines. Water, too much or not enough. Water is necessary for life, but too much or too little water can cause big problems. A drought is a period of weeks or months with almost no rainfall. Too little water can mean lower crop yields and higher food prices. Drought also increases the risk of fires. These fires can destroy wildlife habitat and homes. With less rainfall to fill up reservoirs, the supply of drinking water shrinks. Water shortages affect everyone at home, work, and school. Flash floods can happen when there is heavy rainfall. Water in ditches and streams may rise very quickly. Then it spills over onto the land. It can knock people down when they try to walk in it. Even people in cars are in danger and can drown in the fast-moving water. Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms occur often in Alabama. Some bring heavy rains that cause flash floods. The biggest danger is from the lightning they produce. Lightning is electricity moving from cloud to cloud or from a cloud to earth. Lightning strikes, injure, and kill people in Alabama. Hailstones are small balls of ice that can even fall in summer thunderstorms. Hail can damage cars and roofs. Tornadoes. Tornadoes also begin in very bad thunderstorms. A tornado is a storm with swirling winds and a funnel-shaped cloud. Tornadoes are the most powerful and dangerous storms in Alabama. They form very quickly. People have just a short time to take action when there is a tornado warning. Tornadoes often form at night. There are fewer people listening to their televisions or radios then. This can mean that they miss the warnings. A tornado's funnel-shaped cloud may reach all the way to the ground. Winds can move toward the funnel at speeds of over 300 miles per hour. Tornadoes destroy almost everything they touch. Loose objects blowing through the air are a big danger to people. In Alabama, there are two tornado seasons. Most tornadoes form between February and May. Tornadoes also form in late November and early December. The National Weather Service gives watches and warnings for flash floods, thunderstorms, and tornadoes. Special weather radios are available to warn you in case bad weather is coming. On April 27, 2011, weather sirens wailed and radios warned Alabamians of coming tornadoes. Many powerful funnel clouds and strong winds caused a lot of damage in our state that day. Over 240 people died in Alabama because of the tornadoes. 43 Alabama counties were declared disaster areas. The tornado that hit Hackleburg was an EF5. An EF4 tornado hit the Tuscaloosa-Birmingham area. Those two storms ranked 6th and 7th in the deadliest tornadoes in United States history. The four counties with the highest death tolls were Tuscaloosa, DeKalb, Franklin, and Marion. After the terrible storms, Alabamians came together to help each other clean up and rebuild. People from other states and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, came to help too. Hurricanes. Hurricanes are powerful storms that form over warm seas. These circle-shaped storms can be 300 miles wide. Hurricane wind speeds can be over 200 miles per hour. But water causes most of the damage in a hurricane. Buildings and highways near the coast are often flooded or even destroyed. Hurricane season lasts from June through November. The National Hurricane Center puts out watches and warnings about hurricanes. Because these storms move so slowly, people have time to evacuate low coastal areas. Evacuate means to leave the area because of danger. The weather and climate of a place can change its history. Without enough rain, crops would not grow. Some crops, such as cotton, need a long growing season. Some plants, such as orange trees, need very warm temperatures. Early settlers chose land that was good for farming. They grew crops that would do well on their land. But Alabama's weather sometimes made American Indians, explorers, and settlers change their plans. Droughts made crops die. Dry trees and grasses brought forest fires. Floods caused Alabama to move its center of government. Hurricanes made settlers in Mobile change their minds. The weather could be extreme, very cold or very hot. This made travel hard for explorers and settlers. Think it through. 1. What is the difference between weather and climate? 2. Describe Alabama's subtropical or temperate climate. 3. Name 3 natural hazards. 4. In thunderstorms, what is the greatest danger? 5.